Come listen now, you loyal subjects all, to this sad mournful of our deceased monarch, who of late was the preserver both of church and state. The time and manner of his obsequy I have set down, and also where he lies interred, that so his subjects far and near a most exact and just account may hear. April the 12th, near 10 o'clock at night, two files of grenadiers appeared in sight. To clear the way, then followed all the rest, beating a march with drums in mourning dressed. 86 mourning coaches followed then, with noble lords and worthy gentlemen, lighted by flamboys as they passed along, in solemn manner through the weeping throng. In mourning all the yeomen of the guard, with halberds in their hands, moved afterward, in solemn manner as they led the way, before the chariots where the king he lay. 8 horses covered all with mourning deep drew this rich chariot, whereas in a sleep King William lay, no charioteer was there. Pages in mourning led the same with care. Only 4 pillars bore a canopy over the chariot, that all men might see the last of him who did the nation save. Mourning conveyed him to his silent grave. On the rich chariot head we might behold his royal arms embroidered with gold, the coffin covered with a purple pall, which o'er the chariot sides full deep did fall. Of this same velvet was a cushion made, on which a rich and sumptuous was, with ermine lined and other beauties graced. Prince George of Denmark next the chariot came, chief mourner here with noblemen of fame, lighted by torches to illuminate this royal funeral in mourning state. After his royal highness, gods of horse, approached, who did much lament the loss of their great master, passing to the ground, both drums and trumpets made a mournful sound. In decent order through Hyde Park they came, whose lamps appeared like one entire flame. From thence they to the abbey passed along, while subjects did their doors and windows throng, to see the last of their renowned king. Some sighed, some wept, and some their hands did wring. Undoubted signs of heavy sorrow sure, but we the loss with patience must endure. He that has many mighty armies led, with martial drums and flying colors spread, the rights of wronged kingdoms to regain, was followed here with a sad mourning train. And to the chapel of King Henry, where many of his ancestors do lie, he is interred and sleeps among the rest, who formerly the royal throne possessed. Now thus a full and clear account you have, how from his palace to his royal grave he was conveyed, purchased the same, I pray, for his dear sake, who made our foes obey.